This is KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent. The cause of the swinging bridge fire in South Park has been determined. The flames that prompted hundreds of people to evacuate their homes on Labor Day weekend were human-caused. That's according to Incident Commander Dave Wilkins. Investigators haven't yet released further details, but what we do know is that the fire spurred a large multi-agency response. That firefighting effort was possible in part thanks to relatively few fires in the valley. That meant firefighting resources weren't strained, Wilkins says.
We just had a great cooperative response from both Teton Interagency Fire, that's Grand Teton National Park, and the U.S. Forest Service there, Bridger Teton, obviously Jacksonville Fire and EMS, and law enforcement, so Jacksonville Police Department and the county sheriffs, as well as our neighboring fire departments from Teton Village. All came rapidly, and we were able to put in orders for air resources that came over from Pocatello with a rapid response and really helped us take quick action on the fire and limit its spread to basically that final acreage of 102 acres.
Those firefighting efforts meant that evacuation orders issued on Sunday were lifted by Monday morning. Wilkins says other factors converged to make that possible.
Part of it is the fuels that we're burning. You know, that's one condition that allowed us to be able to lift the evacuation order so soon. You know, it's mostly grass, sage, brush. Once we're able to suppress those and secure the edge, it isn't quite the same as a timber fire where the heat is burning a lot deeper down into the duff layer and takes longer to secure those edges. The fact that we were successful and didn't have homes directly impacted, while the fire did burn right up to homes, it didn't go through the residential area like it did perhaps in Saddle Butte and cause a bunch of infrastructure damage, electrical, etc. within those communities. That would be something that could potentially delay lifting the evacuation order. And the fact that we were able to get around the fire and secure the edge, you know, with that night shift working late and being successful, we were in a condition where we felt it was safe to get people back into their homes.
As wildfires ravage the West Coast, a conversation is ensuing about what consequences people who start such fires should face. KHOL will keep you updated on the Swinging Bridge fire and those responsible as we learn more. It wasn't your imagination. Grand Teton National Park did see higher visitor numbers in August compared to 2019. In fact, visitation was near record-breaking. A press release issued by Grand Teton says the only other year the park saw more visitors in the month of August was 2017. That was the year of the solar eclipse. Governor Mark Gordon has extended state health orders through the month of September. That's meant to give health officials time to assess the impacts of the Labor Day holiday and the reopening of K-12 schools for in-person learning, the governor said in a statement. Under the orders, indoor gatherings are limited to 50 people or 250 people with social distancing and sanitizing measures. One exception is indoor sports. The health orders have been amended to allow them. The rest of the world seems to be in agreement about one thing, that climate change is a human-caused problem. But in the U.S. and in the energy-reliant state of Wyoming, people continue to raise doubts. That includes Wyoming lawmakers. And it's one reason Dr. Merev Ben-David, a Wyoming scientist and University of Wyoming professor, is running for U.S. Senate. The Democratic challenger to Republican Cynthia Lummis says climate change will affect Wyoming's economy disproportionately, and thus we have to work to diversify it.
I have been educating young people in Wyoming for over 20 years now here at the University of Wyoming, preparing them for careers in the state. But unfortunately, the options available, and not necessarily just in what I teach, but in all the other disciplines that we cover here, and I would like to stress that we are considered a top-notch university in many, many areas that we and disciplines that we teach. Many of them have no opportunity. And the reason they don't have opportunities here is because we have a very narrow portfolio of our economy. So there are not a lot of job opportunities. In fact, I can't tell you how many people have spoken on the campaign trail. But when I say this sentence, says, oh, yeah, you can count my kids in this or my grandkids in this. Yes, only one of my four kids was able to find a job here. So basically, the idea is that we have been talking for decades about diversifying, expanding the economy, creating opportunities here, making sure our portfolio is diverse so we don't have boom and bust cycles in our revenue. And it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened because I think our leadership is basically tied to coal and oil and gas industries and tried to push us in that direction. And I think right now, with the global demand for these sources of energy declining, and declining much faster than we expected, even I expected, we need a new vision.
Stay tuned for more of our discussion with Wyoming's Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate, Dr. Merev Ben-David. I'm Robin Vincent. This is KHOL News.